2026普利策奖。
2026 Pulitzer Prize。
美国文学最高的那个奖，颁给了一个北京长大的女人。
The highest literary award in the United States was awarded to a woman from Beijing.
可她这辈子拒绝用中文写一个字。
But she refused to write a single word in Chinese for the rest of her life.
她说
She said,
英语是我的情感防弹衣。
English is my emotional shield.
因为母语太危险了。
Because my mother tongue is too dangerous.
母语里住着我妈妈。
My mother lives in the village.
这个人叫李易云。
This person is named Li Yiyun.
1972年生。
Born in 1972.
生在北京四中的北大生物系的。
In Beijing Four Middle School, majoring in biology at Peking University.
本来是去美国读免疫学博士的。
Originally, I was going to study for a PhD in immunology in the United States.
结果半路改行。
The result was changed halfway through.
写小说。
Write a novel.
用英语写，一出手就。
Write it out.
就登了《纽约客》和《巴黎评论》
I've read New Yorker and Paris Review
拿了麦克阿瑟天才奖
Received the MacArthur Genius Award
海明威奖被评为全美最杰出的35岁以下小说家
Hemingway Award was awarded as the most outstanding novelist under 35 in the United States
一个中国人用第二语言把一帮英语母语的作家干趴下了。
A Chinese person defeated a group of English-speaking writers using the second language.
这件事本身已经够离谱了。
This incident itself is already outrageous.
但他人生里真正炸裂的部分不在这些奖杯上。
But the most exciting part of his life wasn't in these trophies.
他十二岁开始用英文写日记。
He started writing in English at the age of 12.
为什么
？Why？
因为他妈妈偷看他的日记。
Because his mother read his diary.
他只能用妈妈看不懂的语言写。十二岁的小孩为了在自己家里有一块安全的地方。
He could only write in a language that his mother couldn't understand about how a 12-year-old boy wanted to have a safe place in his own home.
得发明一种加密方式。
Invent a way to encrypt.
他妈控制欲极强。
His mother is very controlling.
情绪起伏。
Emotional fluctuations.
极大，可以在暴怒和崩溃之间随时切换。
He can switch between anger and despair at any time.
他外婆最终是在精神病院去世的。
His grandmother eventually died in a mental hospital.
而他自己从小被推着走。
And he was pushed around by his parents since he was a child.
推进四中。
Promote the four-party alliance.
推进北大，年年第一。
Promote Tsinghua University to be the first in the country every year.
永远优秀。
Always be excellent.
他后来说过。
He later said that.
他妈妈的爱像绳子一样勒着脖子。
His mother's love is like a rope around his neck.
1996年他去了美国。
In 1996, he went to the United States.
他说他是为了逃，逃到地球。
He said he was trying to escape to Earth.
另一边还不够。
The other side is not enough.
他还要逃到另一种语言里。
He also needs to escape into another language.
中文让他太近了。
He got too close.
近到能闻见童年那间屋子里的味道。
Step into the room where you can smell the scent of childhood.
所以他选了英文。
So he chose English.
英文是一面墙。
English is a wall.
隔开了他的过去。
I broke his past.
他的母亲和那个让他喘不过气的自己。
His mother and the one who made him suffocate.
你想想这件事的重量。
Think about the weight of this matter.
一个人为了活下来。
A person in order to survive.
把自己的母语废掉了。
Give up your mother tongue.
不是学不好。
It's not that I'm not good at learning.
中文是不肯用。
I don't want to use Chinese.
因为每一个中文的字都连着一根神经通回那间屋子。
Because every Chinese character is connected to a nerve that leads back to that house.
然后他用这面墙建了一整座城堡。
Then he built an entire castle with this wall.
短篇集横扫三个国际大奖，天才奖。
A short story collection sweeps.Three international awards, including the prestigious Genius Award.
纽约客，二十位最杰出作家。
The 20 most outstanding writers in New York.
看着像是逃出来了。
It seems like they escaped.
对吧
？Right.
像是赢了。
It seems like I won.
2012年。
In 2012.
他精神崩溃。
He is mentally broken.
两度自杀。
Two suicide attempts.
未遂，住院。
Attempted hospitalization.
2017年。
2017.
他16岁的大儿子走了。
His eldest son, who was 16 years old, left.
2024年。
2024.
19岁的小儿子也走了。
The youngest son, who was 19 years old, also passed away.
两个孩子全没了。
Two children have died.
我没有办法用任何轻巧的话带。
You can't use any light words.
带过这件事。
Mentioned it.
两个孩子全没了。
Both children are gone.
《鹅之书》就是在两个孩子之间写的。
The book is written for two children.
第一个走了之后。
After the first one left.
第二个走之前。
Before you leave.
2022年出版，拿下了皮伊·福克纳小说奖。
In 2022, the novel was published and won the PIF award.
这本书写的不是他的家史。
This book doesn't contain his family history.
他写的是两个13岁的法国乡下女孩，战后穷村庄里。
He wrote about two 13-year-old French girls in a poor village after the war.
一个叫法比耶娜，聪明到骨子里。
Fabiano is so smart that it's almost unbelievable.
脑子里装着整个世界的火。
A fire in the mind holding the whole world.
另一个叫阿涅斯，安静温顺。
Another one was named Anne, who was quiet and gentle.
永远跟在后面。
Follow behind.
两个人合写了一本书。
Two people co-authored a book called Law.
法比耶娜口述，阿涅斯动笔，出版的时候。
When Diana was writing the manuscript of Anne's,
只数了阿涅斯的名字
pronounced Anne's.
从此
from then on,
阿涅斯被推上了天才少女作家的神坛，送去巴黎
Anne's was promoted to the throne of genius young writers and sent to Paris.
送去伦敦
sent to London.
进了上流社会
entering the upper class.
而法比耶娜留在村子里。
And Fabian stayed in the village.
27岁死于难产。
27-year-old died from complications during childbirth.
这不是意外，法比耶娜说了一句话。
This is not an accident, Fabian said.
如果没有人被牺牲
，If no one is sacrificed,
就没有人能出去。
No one could leave.
他是故意的。
He is intentional.
他把出路让给了阿涅斯，自己留下来。
He gave the way to Anne's to stay.
当了祭品。
Sacrificed.
你读到这里会觉得后背发凉。
You will feel a chill down your spine when you read this.
然后你会开始想，谁是你生命里的法比耶呢？
Then you will start to think, who is your Fabian in life?
谁替你扛了你？
Who is carrying you?
你不知道的东西。
Things you don't know.
或者反过来。
Or conversely.
你有没有做过那个被牺牲的人？
You haven't experienced what it's like to be sacrificed.
你有没有把自己的什么东西让出去过？
Have you ever given up something of your own?
然后告诉自己，
Then tell yourself,
这是心甘情愿的。
This is voluntary.
李逸云后来说过一句话，
Later Li Yan said,
人们总希望看到悲伤之后的心声。
People always hope to see the voices after sadness.
但事实是，有些悲剧就是悲剧本身。
But the fact is that some tragedies are tragedies in themselves.
我的写作不是为了康复。
My writing is not for recovery.
而是为了证明他们存在过。
Instead, to prove that they existed.
他到现在还在写。
He is still writing now.
每天早上两三个小时。
Two or three hours every morning.
然后去普林斯顿教课。
Then go to Princeton to teach.
然后游泳。
Then swim.
然后练钢琴。
Then practice the piano.
他说，
He said,
他活在一个深渊里。
He lives in a pit.
没有光照得进来。
No light came in.
可他还在写，鹅之书里。
But he was still writing in the book of the goose.
有一句话特别狠。
There's a saying that's really harsh.
快乐
，happiness，
应当像鸡和狗舌草一样。
Should be like a sacrifice and a dog's tongue grass.
苦痛应当犹如珍奇的兰花。
A painful experience should be like a precious orchid.
意思是，快乐。
The first one is happiness.
是野草。
It is a weed.
满地。
Full.
都是。可苦痛。
All are suffering.
是稀罕物。
It is a rare thing.
你得像对待兰花一样端详。
You have to examine it like you would a delicate orchid.
看清它。
See it clearly.
让它在你手里开出花来。
Let it bloom in your hands.
这本书不治愈你，不给你鸡汤。
This book won't disappoint you.
不给你那种一切都会好的的。
I won't give you the illusion that everything will be all right.
假暖，可它给你一样比温暖更值钱的东西。
Fake warmth is something that is more valuable than warmth.
它给你真相。
He tells you the truth.
关于爱。
About love.
为什么总是带着刀子？
Why are you always carrying a knife?
关于亲密关系里。
Regarding intimate relationships.
为什么总有人要流血？
Why do people always bleed?
关于一个人想从命运里逃出去。
About a person who wants to escape from fate.
到底要付出多大的代价？
What is the cost?
P.E. 福克纳的评委有一句话说得准。
According to a review of Faulkner, one of the judges said,
读完之后，
After reading,
你会忍不住把这本书塞到别人手里。
You will be tempted to hand this book to everyone you meet.
因为它会在你心里种下一颗石头。
Because he will plant a stone in your heart.
而你会感激那颗石头的重量。
And you will be grateful for the weight of the stone.
这个时代什么都太轻了。
In this era, everything is too light.
15秒短视频就要给你一个结论。
15-second videos give you a conclusion.
300字鸡汤就要治好你的人生。
300 words of wisdom can heal your life.
可真实的活着。
To truly live.
不是这样的。
It's not like that.
真实的活着是有些伤不会好。
To truly live, some wounds will never heal.
有些问题没有答案。
Some questions have no answers.
有些爱你一辈子也分不清。
I can't tell who I love more.
他到底是在救你。
He was actually saving you.
还是在杀你。
Are you going to kill me?
李依云不解释这些事。
Lai Yian didn't explain these things.
他只是把他们一件一件摆在你面前。
He just put them in front of you one by one.
在一个安静的晚上。
On a quiet night.
翻开鹅之书。
Open the book of the swan.
你不会哭。
You won't cry.
哭，但你会被某一句话定在那里。
But you will be stuck in one sentence.
很久很久。
A long, long time ago.
说不出话来。
Can't speak.
那种沉默比一百碗鸡汤都值。
That silence is worth more than 100 bowls of chicken soup.